This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Puzzle Theory Escape Room. You know, it's in South Windsor and it's here in Middletown. And my exposure to escape rooms, We did a family themed one with my wife and her two sisters and their spouses, and then another couple. And I stink. And you feel bad. I was with a bunch of doctors and stuff, and they were so into it. I was just trying to help, like, with one clue. And I just found myself going from one place to another, not knowing what to do. But it was super, super fun. Like, if you have a group of friends or whatever, you can also just jump in. And we'll get into it with Todd Hugh in a second. You can go in and jump in with another group, but it's more fun if I get your own group of friends and people, and you do it, and you can couple it with a couple of drinks before and after. It's just a really fun evening. And Todd Huey with Puzzle Theory Escape Room, and again in South Windsor and here in Middletown, joins us. And how do you know Matt? Because you're friends with Matt?
I've known somebody named Neil Roomerman.
Oh, Neil the bus driver?
Exactly. We've known each other since we were like 5 years old. We lived across the street, and, you know, we went to school together all through the ages and, you know, kept in touch. And now I actually, again, live 2 houses down from him.
Oh, that's funny.
And so he's like, oh, I know a guy on the radio. I should talk to him, get you on there.
Oh, that's awesome.
I was like, okay.
Well, you know, on this show, we love entrepreneurs, and so especially small business men and women. So this is like right up our alley, and plus it's a super fun thing. How did you get into this? Did you just see the wave of the trend, and you're like, I want to get on board? Or
so actually, okay, so there's Puzzle Theory in South Windsor, then there's Puzzle Theory Middletown in Middletown. It's technically two separate things, but we're best friends.
Okay, I got it.
My best friend, Nick, got into it, you know, 10 years ago when it was really first hit in the United States. And he did it for a while. Back then I was in the Marine Corps. I got out. I ended up getting back to Connecticut. And he had said somebody, a builder from Middletown, had contacted him saying, hey, would you want to open one in Middletown? He kind of wasn't interested. He has an axe throwing place, Stumpy's in Manchester also.
Nice.
So he was like,
it's too much for him.
It was too much. So I was like, you know, we were playing adult league softball, and I was like, well, what if I did it? I just kind of said it, you know, like semi-serious, but also not thinking it would go anywhere. And he was like, yeah, I mean, so he's really, all the credit really goes to him. He got me into it. He's mentored me the entire way. I'm on the phone with him hours every day.
But it's your business.
Yeah, the one in Middletown, yes.
We're talking with Tad Huey, Puzzle Theory Escape Room. And so these things are, what I'm fascinated by is the creation of it. First of all, for people listening who've never done it, just explain quickly like what it actually is.
Okay. All right. I'll try to do it quickly. I'm not great at that. But so essentially there's different thematic rooms. So any escape room you go to is typically going to be a unique experience.
Right.
You go in there. So say one is like pirate themed. The trend would all be pirates. Like you'd be searching for a lost treasure.
Right.
And you find this treasure by solving puzzles, you know, kind of in succession. So there's a path. But the entire time you're in there, you're really trying to solve puzzles.
Right.
And I know you said you don't think you're great at them. But so we have lots of people who feel that way when they come in. And we try to, you know, before they go in the room, we try to give them some basic strategies that really, you don't have to be able to solve puzzles. And you could still help right. a group.
It's a real teamwork kind of thing.
It is. It definitely is.
And so, like, basically you go from, like, one, you solve one element to it, you go to the next one, eventually hope you get it. Do you do, like, voice of God stuff and give them a clue if they, like, they get two or three clues per session or whatever?
Yeah, so we do clues in a couple different ways. We'll say it over the microphone like you're saying. We also give our players a tablet so we can send them pictures and text clues
also.
It's also where they track their time and progress and stuff like that. But yeah, we don't. So for us, we try not to limit the clues. We hold back, but we let the players kind of decide. You know, we've seen even in the past year, thousands of groups have gone through. So we've gotten a good idea. Okay.
Well, you chart your success rate, right? I mean, that's how you judge how difficult they are, correct?
Yeah, absolutely.
And some people go through and don't solve it, right?
Yes, that is correct. Not everyone gets through. We try to do our best to pay attention to where, like, the tough spots are for groups. So we kind of know, okay, if this is a spot where a large majority of people, we're prepped for that. To help them.
So we're talking with Tad Huey. It's Puzzle Theory Escape Room here in Middletown. There are two current themes, but you're adding a third one soon, correct?
Yes.
And yep. So it's brand new. Before I get into what they are, who in the heck comes up with these things?
So,
because it's complicated.
It can be complicated for sure. So there's a couple different ways. The first way is you can have a builder come in and they have the plans. They do it for you. You really get to sit back and not do a whole
That's
lot.
A business. You're like, they do this.
That's what they do for a business. Then there's other companies who provide just the props for the rooms. So you'll kind of install them. You'll do any, like, weathering and decorating and stuff like that. But they do the props, which for me, the props are probably the hardest because you want to make them look good.
Yeah.
You know, the trend 10 years ago, they weren't as beautiful. Fast forward to now, I mean, the rooms are, you could go into Hollywood quality rooms.
So what are the two themes you have now?
So I have one where you're part of like a special agent team.
Well,
you're
like
trying
that.
To stop, it takes place at a Russian military base. You're trying to prevent them from launching some nukes out of that base.
Awesome. Very timely of the moment.
I don't.
Okay, that's a good one. So I like espionage and stuff. That's phenomenal. By the way, my breakfast is here. I have the bagel of the day with the corned beef hash and eggs in the bagel. I'm not gonna touch it. Thank you so much. That's picture worthy. That is unbelievable. They asked me exactly what I wanted, and they gave me exactly what I wanted. Tad Huey from Puzzle Theory Escape Room. Sorry, so you have espionage. What's the second one you have currently in production?
The second one is called Defenders of the Galaxy. So you're part of an intergalactic team, and while you were on your last mission, some space pirates came back, and they kind of ravaged your ship and stole your main power source. So you're really trying to search your ship for that backup power source.
To get back up and running
and on to your next mission.
And what's the one it's launching when? Is it this weekend? Or
tomorrow, yep.
Wow.
Saturday, yep.
And you can run three concurrently? Like, you can have all going? You
yes.
have enough space?
Yep. Yep.
Can you tell us what the theme is, or is that
absolutely. So that one, I'm not as good as talking about that one because it's brand new.
Yeah.
But it takes place at a pier where this old captain used to go out on these crazy adventures searching for, you know, treasures worth more than gold. It's called Kraken, I'll tell you that. So now you're in there trying to search, like, hey, is this treasure actually here? Was this whole, you know, story true?
Are you excited? I mean, how does it – you have to, like, know the progression of it.
Yes, yes.
How hard is it? And of the three – because you know how hard these are.
Yeah, of the three, I would say Critical Countdown, the espionage one, is statistically the most challenging one.
Okay.
Defenders of the Galaxy and the New Room, I would say, are probably pretty comparable. It, you know, with this – the first two I've had, again – thousands of groups go through, so I have a good idea. This one, I've
got to wait and see, right?
Yeah, I've had some test groups go through, but that's it.
Okay, listen. So they go to puzzletheory.com.
Yep.
And again, they have a sister business in South Windsor. The one in Middletown, Puzzle Theory Escape Room, has a new theme. It's third theme starting this weekend. And just real quick, because we got to go, how big are the groups? Like, what's the max capacity for one of the sessions?
So for one room, our biggest room, we recommend up to 10. The other two, we recommend up to 8.
Okay. It's great group stuff, and it's really, really fun. So we wish you the best with the new launch, and
thank you.
Great to meet you. And I can see a WTIC Audi. We would probably kill each other. I mean, it's not always good for marriages, so you might want to hook up with your buddy and have his wife and your wife be together, because maybe it's not good for you guys or what have you. But it's super fun. Tad, thanks for coming down.
No, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.